Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. Over the last two episodes, we've talked about two important retirement realities. First, your retirement shouldn't depend entirely on the market showing up. Second, set it and forget it may work in accumulation, but it creates hidden risk in retirement. Today, I want to build on that foundation with a distinction that may surprise you. Income is not the same as wealth, and confusing the two can quietly undermine retirement confidence. Many retirees focus on one number. How much income am I generating? But income alone does not equal security. Income alone does not equal flexibility. And income alone does not equal long-term peace of mind. So let's unpack that. When someone says, "We're fine, we have good income," I always want to ask, "Well, what kind of income? From where? For how long? After taxes? Adjusted for inflation? Coordinated with healthcare? Protected against longevity?" Because income without structure can be fragile. For example, a retiree may have Social Security, dividends, required minimum distributions, and rental income. On paper, that looks strong. If we dig deeper, are those dividends guaranteed? Is the rental income stable? Are RMDs creating unnecessary tax pressure? What happens if one income source changes? Income is a flow. Wealth is a structure. And retirement confidence comes from structure. Many retirees equate wealth with account balances. I have $2.5 million saved. That sounds reassuring. But what matters is not how much you have. It's how much you can sustainably spend after taxes without fear. That's net spendable income. Let's take two retirees. Retiree A has $3 million, mostly in pre-tax accounts, no Roth strategy, high RMD exposure, and minimal tax coordination. Retiree B has $2 million split between Roth, taxable, and pre-tax, coordinated withdrawals, tax bracket management, and IRMA planning. Retiree B may actually enjoy more net income with less stress, because wealth isn't just the pile. It's how efficiently the pile converts to lifestyle. Taxes are often the silent reducer of retirement income. You might generate $120,000 in withdrawals, but after federal tax, state tax, Medicare premiums, and Social Security taxation, what actually hits your checking account? True wealth is not pre-tax income. It's coordinated after-tax cash flow. And if tax planning hasn't been integrated into your retirement strategy, you may be losing efficiency every single year. Small inefficiencies compound, just like investment returns compound. Tax efficiency compounds too. Another key distinction: high income does not always mean stable income. Some retirees generate high dividend yields by taking on additional market risk. Others rely heavily on distributions that fluctuate with portfolio value. If income drops when markets drop, that's instability. True wealth includes resilience. And resilience means essential expenses are covered predictably, discretionary spending can adjust without fear, and volatility doesn't threaten lifestyle. It's not about maximizing income. It's about stabilizing it. So let's talk about something few people want to confront: longevity. We are living longer. A 65-year-old couple today has a strong probability of one spouse lives into their 90s. That means retirement may last 25 to 30 years. Income that works for 10 years is not the same as income that works for 30. Wealth planning accounts for longevity risk. It considers inflation adjustment, healthcare cost escalation, survivor income changes, and long-term care scenarios. Income planning without longevity modeling is incomplete. Wealth planning looks decades ahead. Income focuses on today, wealth considers tomorrow. For many families, wealth includes providing for a surviving spouse, leaving a legacy for children or grandchildren, supporting charitable causes, minimizing estate tax impact, or avoiding administrative burden. If your income strategy unintentionally depletes assets inefficiently, legacy intentions may be compromised. Wealth is multi-generational. Income is transactional. There's also a psychological difference. Income can feel temporary. Wealth feels stable. When retirees rely solely on fluctuating income streams, anxiety increases. But when they understand their essential expenses are covered, their tax exposure is managed, their long-term plan is stress-tested, and their legacy intentions are documented, confidence rises. Abundant retirement is as much emotional security as it is financial strategy. To clarify the distinction, consider three layers. Layer one is income, what comes in monthly. Layer two is stability, how predictable and tax efficient is that income. Layer three, longevity and legacy, how that income structure sustains lifestyle over decades and supports your values. Many plans stop at layer one. True wealth planning addresses all three. So ask yourself, if markets decline next year, does your income decline? If tax rates increase, does your net income decline significantly? If one spouse passes away, does income structure change dramatically? If healthcare costs double, does lifestyle compress? If you cannot answer those confidently, income alone is not enough. You need structure. On the Owner's Playbook, my other podcast, I often say that revenue does not equal enterprise value. In retirement, income does not equal wealth. Coordination equals wealth. Coordination between investments, taxes, Social Security timing, Medicare planning, estate strategy, and risk alignment. When those elements work together, inefficiency shrinks. And inefficiency is the silent destroyer of long-term wealth. Abundant retirement is not about squeezing every dollar from a portfolio. It's about aligning income with intention. It's about clarity, knowing where income comes from, how long it lasts, how it's taxed, how it adjusts for inflation, how it supports legacy. That clarity allows you to travel confidently, gift intentionally, spend without guilt, and live without constant financial anxiety. Now that's wealth. If someone asked you, is your retirement income structured for the next 25 years? Could you answer yes, confidently? Or are you simply comfortable because the numbers look good right now? Retirement is not a snapshot. It's a long horizon. Income today is important. Wealth over decades is essential. As we wrap up this three-episode series, we've covered why retirement shouldn't depend entirely on the market, why set it and forget it creates hidden risk, and today, why income is not the same as wealth. Retirement planning is not about complexity. It's about coordination. It's about structure. It's about navigating change intentionally. Abundant retirement is not built on hope, complacency, or income alone. It's built on clarity, and clarity creates confidence. This has been Navigating Abundant Retirement, and we'll keep on charting the course together. I will see you again next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.